Okay, so I'm going to talk about a project on Wikidata to a central place to record data set imports. So the current model of importing data sets into Wikidata is you just kind of take the data set and you put it in Wikidata and you don't tell anyone. Which is problematic in that if you make any mistakes, then you don't, people don't know, and also you don't know what is in Wikidata and what isn't. So the purpose of like this thing called the Wikidata imports, dataset imports, is to kind of try and formalize this importing process. So you have a document for each data import, and you also have a Wikidata item for each dataset. This will get more clear as I go along. So there's benefits to all this recording. So you know what is and isn't in Wikidata. You can collate all the data available on subjects and work together with other groups to collate all the information on, say, built heritage. It also allows subject matter experts to kind of say what data is available on a subject. So the dataset imports page has like a little guide on like the different set processes you go through to import a dataset. And you have a page on the dataset. So you have like the name of it, the like where it's from, a link to the dataset, things like that. And the way that this kind of user interface works is you have a page. This is the page working. This is still in beta, and I'll be launching it like maybe at the end of the week. So it's a little introduction into like what is Wikidata and how to import a dataset. And then we have this magic form, which uses something called Form Wizard, where you put in the name of the dataset and the URL and things like that. And it spits you out a page. So this is a page, this is very small on the screen, I'm sorry, to see about a dataset. So it provides information on the dataset and where it's from and things like that, and then people work together to discuss importing the dataset. And then you've got ways to explore these different data sets that are being imported. So these are three symbols on the web page where you basically look at data sets that are being imported or have been imported already, or there's a problem. So the big red one is the problem one. So if someone gets stuck importing a data set, they can get help from someone else. You can also explore it by topic. So if you click on any of these, you get all the data set imports for that topic. This is done using categories. It's really not very fancy. And you can also explore it through different formats. So for instance, if you have a data set in a PDF, it's really a pain to get it back out again. So you can, if you know how to get data out of a PDF, then you can go along and be nice and extract all the data sets from people. The other part of this is recording the Wikidata item for each of the data sets. Now why this is important is it allows you to run queries on the data. So say you have the Built Heritage Register in Nigeria and the Built Heritage Register in Angola. Currently those can be imported, but you don't know what's in Wikidata. So what this allows you to do is run queries on Wikidata. This is a really bad first version of trying to visualize this. You can basically say, which countries are in the world? Which has a Wikidata item for the Built Heritage Register for this country? And so you can say green is the heritage register is imported into Wikidata. Orange is it has an item on Wikidata but it hasn't been imported. And then also grey means that there is no there's no record of any kind of built heritage register for that country. So it allows you to collaborate together on covering whole topic areas on Wikidata. How can we visualize this? How can we visualize this? These data sets and see where the gaps are. So like, how can we know where the gaps are for countries for where the data sets are missing? And also maybe in future to turn it into like a proper tool rather than just a set of pages on Wikidata. And that's it.